Weather conditions over the weekend are likely to be mostly beneficial across parts of the Midwest as we go forward, just simply because of a cold front that's going to be bringing showers and thunderstorms into some of the droughtiest areas in the Corn Belt, and that region includes Kansas, Missouri, parts of Iowa, and also southeastern parts of Nebraska. All of these areas will have a chance for showers and thunderstorms, and some of the storms that have already occurred in the last 12 hours or so out in central Kansas have been rather impressive on some of the rain totals, getting upwards to 2 and 3 and even 4 inches. The precipitation, though, has been heaviest only over a small pocket of Kansas, and the event is going to continue working its way eastward, and as it does, it's probably going to show some weakening tendency, but we will see precipitation occur in many of the driest areas in the southwestern Corn Belt, including Kansas, Missouri, parts of Nebraska and southwestern Iowa, and eventually getting into parts of Illinois. Now, the rains are going to be mostly in the range of, let's say, a half inch to an inch and a half for the most part across some of that region, and we could see something locally greater, but it's not likely to be very common. Now, some of the crops in this described region have been dry for so long that they're just not going to respond very well to the moisture, and significant follow-up precipitation would absolutely be necessary before there would be any real change in production potential for late-season soybeans. And the bottom line here really is that we're not going to see any follow-up precipitation. Actually, a ridge of high pressure will be building up across the plains and western Corn Belt as we go forward into the first days, actually the first week or so of September. And that warm and dry weather bias will deplete the moisture that occurs here this weekend fairly quickly. So the bottom line here really isn't going to offer a tremendous amount of change for those drought-stricken areas in the southwest. Now, some of these showers and thunderstorms will continue to march off to the east as we go forward into the weekend, and we'll likely see Illinois, Indiana, parts of Ohio and Michigan all seeing some precipitation eventually. The amounts will be diminishing the further east you travel across the Midwest. Some areas over in Ohio and Kentucky may not see much more than a half inch of moisture. However, with that said, we are still watching what happens to Tropical Storm Isaac. That storm system is expected to move up into the Florida Panhandle sometime here towards the early part of next week, and landfall possibly on Tuesday, and then after that, the remnants of the storm could bring some moisture up into parts of the eastern Midwest. That's going to be a bit of a reach, but the forecast could certainly bring some moisture into Kentucky, parts of southern Ohio, maybe southeastern Indiana, but that is speculative at this moment in time. We'll have to just kind of wait and see how things go over the weekend, and certainly by Sunday night or Monday, we'll have a good handle on exactly what's going to happen. The pure GFS model data this morning, which is one of the computer forecast model runs, suggested that most of the energy from the storm will likely be confined to the southeastern United States. However, the European model, which is another one of these computer forecast models, suggested that the storm would move to the Delta and eventually into the eastern Midwest, at least the remnants would. So there's still a lot of variance out there. My personal opinion is that the storm system will work its way up through Alabama and maybe into southeastern Tennessee or somewhere in the southern Appalachian Mountains before turning off to the northeast. And that's why I think some precipitation will occur in the southeast corner of the Midwest. Outside of Tropical Storm Isaac and this frontal boundary that I've mentioned for showers this weekend, there's not going to be much other precipitation across the Midwest for a while. A ridge of high pressure in the second week of the outlook will generate a warmer and drier weather biased pattern for many areas, and that's one of the reasons why we think that there'll be a strong amount of net drying taking place in that second week of the forecast. Eventually, a cool front will likely show up in that second week, and we'll see a little bit of rain coming across the region, but it's not going to be significant enough to change the bottom line on the moisture profiles across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.